Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone are two individuals with Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. We have Kevin Weidlich, who is the president and CEO. And we also have Andrea Haley, who is the director of brand and corporate services. So, Andrea, Kevin, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes. And the one thing I've noticed, and I'm sure I'm not the only person, when people come to Fort McMurray, you know, it's usually a surprise. When I first got here, and I didn't know we were in the middle of a forest and just how beautiful this place was. And I've been here for 4.5 years. I had that 1 year plan, and I'm still moving on quite happily here in town. But as I mentioned, a lot of people have that, you know, perceived notion of what Fort McMurray is, you know, for those who don't come to the community. And I was one of those individuals back in 2016. So you guys are starting a new initiative, which is hoping to, you know, really promote our brand and change our brand. So I don't know who wants to take it away. I'll pick on Andrea. So what is this new initiative?
Well, the place brand is so much more than just a tagline or a logo. It's really about our community coming together to be able to tell our story and share what our community is about, our strengths and assets. And for too long, we've let others define us and say who we are. And this is really, this has been designed with the community, and it's our turn to really share who we are with the rest of the nation and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. So this initiative is going to be, or you're trying to encourage people to refer as Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. Maybe explain the reasoning why your group decided to go down this path.
So I'll tackle that. So the reason we landed on Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo is it's really we realized very early on that many in the community were using Fort McMurray, and others would be using Wood Buffalo. And of course, that's the official name of the municipality, and of course the name of the of the national park that's in the region. And we were really perplexed as to do we choose one or the other. And then after some time, we realized we need both. And so Fort McMurray is the part of the name that is really well known throughout the country and indeed the world. It's that orientation piece as to where we are and what we're doing here. And Wood Buffalo is really what we have. Like most of the wealth of the region comes from the rural areas, the oil sands, the great natural wonders, and all the rest. So by having the front part is Fort McMurray as the widely known aspect of the name, and Wood Buffalo as the legs that really hold it together. We thought it was just an elegant way of presenting our region in a new way.
Mm-hmm. So correct me if I'm wrong here, but is the idea maybe for those who leave town and when they say, you know, I'm from Fort McMurray or I'm working in Fort McMurray, or now if they say, you know, I'm working in Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, people will start being like, well, where's the Wood Buffalo part coming in?
It'll change a little bit, and people will use Fort McMurray as they always do, and which is perfectly fine. But when we use Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, it's really a marketing effort to market the region as a destination. And when we we're not expecting everybody in the who leaves the region or to describe the region as Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, but we are using the name to really market the region to targeted audience that might be interested in our region as well. And it's really a destination for people from outside the region to understand where it is and where the opportunities are for either to visit or to invest or to move to, that sort of thing.
I know, Andrea, you were trying to chime in there as well.
Yes, I was going to say that, yes, when people feel comfortable and they're ready to say Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, the reason that we want them saying it together is so that people that know Fort McMurray, it also introduces Wood Buffalo. It's so important that we are a region, and so that name represents everything else that we have within our region. And so then exactly like you said, people go Wood Buffalo, and then it opens the door to the conversation of we are so much more than only Fort McMurray. We have this amazing region. And that's just where the conversation begins.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the first initiative that's been taken to try and, you know, improve our brand. In your guys' opinions, what's different about this one?
Well, I'd like to tackle that. So this is an effort at introducing our brand really for the first time. So there have been many campaigns, and many campaigns have been very successful in marketing the region. Some of them were even award winning, but they didn't have the durability of what a brand would offer. And a brand is really an identity. It's a feeling. It's the overall piece of which is the brand is really a foundation. And so the effort that we're doing currently is building that foundation. That's why it's taken us a long time. You know, we started this in the summer of 2019, and it's taken us until now to really find that brand and what that authentic voice is and all the elements of the brand that make this place meaningful to the people that are here. So this effort is more than just simply a campaign that we're going to put in through various advertising channels and that sort of thing. That will take place, of course, but the brand is meant to last for years and years. So the vision is we always have this foundation of a very strong brand, which we can then use to undertake different types of campaigns to achieve different types of results.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk about this new initiative looking to improve on the region's brand.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about a new initiative looking to improve the region's brand. And joining me over the phone to talk about this are two individuals with Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. We have President and CEO Kevin Weidlich, and we also have Director of Brand and Corporate Services, Andrea Haley. So there might be some confusion in the community around this brand. And the reason I say that is when we were talking a little bit off air about this, I had some questions as I was a little bit confused. So I've learned in radio, if I'm confused, there's a good chance that some people in the community are too. So I'm hoping you can kind of clear that up. Is this where we're recommending businesses to change their name? I know that obviously Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism has now Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism, but we have other organizations like the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Are you saying, hey, can you change it to the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, things like that?
So not really. So the name that we're using as a destination is really targeted for people from outside the region, and the idea is for people to understand where we are and what we're about. So the name Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo is what encapsulates that. Of course, our organization has undertaken that really to align our efforts to the overall the place brand that we've created, and it also helps to solve a perennial problem that what we found that whenever we would talk about our place, with those from outside the region, we would often get a puzzled look. So when we were Wood Buffalo Economic Development Corporation, I'd hand my card to a stakeholder or a potential investor, and I'd get a puzzled look. And then I'd say, well, we're from Fort McMurray. And then I'd get the, oh, okay. And then carry on. So that actually helped us solve a problem. So if individuals or organizations feel or believe that using Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo suits their purposes, then that would be fantastic if they did that. But we're not asking. We're simply using this destination name to help to market our region. So we're not asking anybody to change what they're doing. And indeed, even the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, as a municipal corporation and the governing body for the municipality, we don't have any expectation of the municipality either.
As an example, my driver's license, am I supposed to get a new one that says Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo on it?
Not at all. Nothing is going to change in terms of the regular day-to-day impacts to the residents of the region, aside from the fact that perhaps they'll start to see a lot of positive response from friends and families and people with whom they do business from outside the region to perhaps hear some positive feedback about our place.
Was there ever an idea of actually making, you know, this a permanent change at all? Like, I know you mentioned again that, you know, this is just something that you're hoping residents, if they go out, they'll say Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. But was there ever any talks about maybe if we actually change or maybe try the process of changing the name to Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, that would help? Was there ever any idea about doing that?
Not really on our end, Jaron. What we are focused on doing is really trying to present the region as a place for investment and a place for visitation, as in to get visitors to come here, potential tourists, also potential residents to be interested in the place. As far and the rest of it, as far as like doing an official name change and all that, that's pretty much it's really a government process, and I have no idea how long that would take. And to be brutally honest, none of us, including our board of directors, was really all that keen on going down that path. If over time it really catches on and there's a strong motivation, it would be a wonderful thing, I think, to see, but it doesn't need to happen immediately.
Something that I think is so important to reinforce is that we're, just like Kevin said, this is a destination name. It's really our competitive identity, how we're going to attract visitors, labor, investment in businesses. But when it comes to, we are using it so that we can refer to the entire region, but I want to make sure that we clearly communicate that each and every individual community that makes up our family of communities within the region still has their own identity. And that's a really important message because, you know, everyone who's in Fort Chippewa, that is Fort Chippewa. And we are not trying to change any community's name or identity within our region. This is just the overall destination name so that we can attract people to our region.
Mm-hmm. And to ultimately entice them to explore our region and get to know all of the communities throughout our Northeast Alberta.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk about this new initiative looking to improve the region's brand.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're talking about a new initiative looking to improve the region's brand, and joining me over the phone to chat about this are two individuals with Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. We have President and CEO Kevin Weidlich, and we also have Director of Brand and Corporate Services, Andrea Haley. The one thing I've picked up here is that this campaign is really going to rely on the community, the public, about how much, you know, they're going to, you know, go out of the region and say Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, encourage that conversation. So I guess this would be more of a marketing question, but how are you guys planning to get this message to the residents and get them behind it?
So as a starting place, we have three immediate next steps. So one is that we've released a community toolkit so that the community has access to the place brand as it is shared and it's for the community. So you can go to www.wearefmwb.ca and that'll take you to the toolkit where there's videos, attraction booklets and imagery and language for the community to be able to use to market the region themselves. Secondly, right now, we are running an in-region hyper-local campaign, and that's really to introduce the place brand to our community first before we start bringing it out to the rest of the world. So you'll see this in just some of the, if you're on social media, some of the different videos about this is the place that we call home. And then also you'll see that you might receive in the mail our regional viewfinder. So you can actually take a picture and get engaged and share what makes this place home for you as well. And then the last step that we're working on right now is actually some human resource professional and employer recruitment and retention workshops. As HR professionals are leaders in attracting people to the region and also retaining them in the region and helping them use and explore the place brand. But there's lots coming up in the future as well.
Have there been any, initiatives right now to reach out to the public and get their thoughts on this so far?
Indeed, we have. We're fortunate in the sense that we did start relatively early. So as I mentioned, we started as early as June of 2019 on really getting the essence of the brand. And so all of that's been incorporated into creating the brand. And then since we created the brand, of course, COVID hit. But I have to tip my hat to my team. They pivoted really effectively. Andrea led the effort, and we switched right into online focus groups. And I'm afraid to give you a number. I bet you Andrea can. But we did many focus groups and online sessions where we got a lot of feedback. And I'm happy to say that the feedback was really quite valuable to us. It was overwhelmingly positive with really good suggestions to improve the brand, which we've since incorporated as well. And another point on that point, I'll hand it over to Andrea. The work that we're doing is the beginning of the brand. Mm-hmm. So what we've created isn't the final iteration of what we're going to do. It's going to evolve and it'll get bigger. So as people adopt and use the brand, it will grow and we'll build it out together as a community. And I think that's a really important message because we don't want anyone to think that what we've done is the solution and we can wash our hands and move on to the next thing. This is the beginning of a very, very long-term effort. Andrea mentioned the brand is meant to grow over many years, and we want to see that happen.
Well, Andrea, he's put some pressure on you, but I'm curious if you do have any numbers you can share.
I do. So just virtually, I believe that we did over 170 engagements, which they had participants, you know, you could have one to up to 40 participants in any of those meetings. And then there's all the engagement that was done in person before the pandemic as well. So along the entire development process in this, you know, it started with interviewing people, then it, you know, refining it with groups, doing focus groups, and then just continued refinement and continued discussion around it. And really, if I got to say anything around the engagement in developing this, it's a thank you. I cannot tell you the passion that our community has in defining what we have here. That, like, we are such a special place, and our community is so passionate about it. From the, you know, it's in the nuance that really makes this work so strong. And that nuance completely came from our community. If it's okay, I'll give you an example. when we first started in the development of this, we started with creating this master story from all these interviews of what makes this place special. And we had groups that, you know, the fire, everyone talked about the fire because it was so, it's been so prevalent in all of our lives. And then when we wrote this story and the fire was at the beginning, people said, that's a part of us. And it is important to in our history, but that doesn't define us. It belongs further down in the story, you know, like in the middle. And like, this is how we open. And so, you know, our community has changed the way that story has evolved. They've changed the way, you know, that's been transformed into a place brand. And they've even, and they've continued to evolve the place brand so that it truly reflects how we as a community want to be defined. Not how others may even define us, but how we want to define ourselves. So my biggest thing is just saying a thank you to everyone that was involved, because this has been a labor of love and a lot of community time and passion.
Once again, that was Kevin Wylick, President and CEO of the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Economic Development and Tourism. We also had Andrea Haley, Director of Brand and talking about a new initiative looking to improve the region's brand. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.